I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Send Me a Cuck, Hold Me While He Fucks Me. Note before we begin, this story involves the fetishization and kinkification of something that I know can be distressing to some people, erectile dysfunction and delayed or premature ejaculation. Know that in real life there is still plenty of fun to be had if you can't get an erection, and coming too soon is incredibly hot in its own right. However, sometimes things that are distressing can also be hot to kink, and this fantasy about having a horny cuck guy hold my hand while I get fucked by someone else just so happens to lean on that idea. You can't fuck me. That's the foundation of this. Frame can't however you like, but fundamentally it must be based on something that you see as a failing, and my subsequent refusal to let you enter my cunt only serves to enhance your shame at not being good enough. You're unable to fuck me because you can't get your dick hard, for instance, or you're too prone to coming too quickly or not at all. Perhaps your dick isn't adequate for what I want. You can't fuck me intensely enough or fast enough or, better, with the firm, slow strokes that leave every atom of my cunt feeling stretched out and rubbed raw. You cannot fuck me. But I want you here with me while I'm fucked. The act of getting fucked is rendered so much hotter for the ability to look into your eyes while it happens, to stare you down and wince as he penetrates me, watching how my physical pain is reflected back in your own eyes as emotional pain instead. I'm lying on my stomach with my head at the foot of the bed, legs spread and back arched, chin resting on my arms, which are folded in front of me. You kneel on the floor, still wearing your jeans and pants. He kneels behind me, unzips and pulls out his cock. He tells you things about my cunt that make you jealous. How wet I look, how ready to get fucked. You swallow and nod, but you don't say anything. You just watch over my shoulder as he strokes his dick. It's thick, hard, perfect, exactly what I need. Possessively, he puts one hand on the small of my back, adjusting my position for a better angle at which to slide it in. For some reason, the casual way he does this sparks your rage. A flicker of it crosses your face, and that makes my cunt gush. I mean nothing to this man, and that hurts you all the more. This tight, anxious agony in your chest pairs deliciously with your urge to see me fucked, and your own dick twitches harder at the thought of it. There's another twitch of longing in your cock, and corresponding flicker of hatred on your face as you look over my shoulder and see me arch a little further for him, exposing my cunt so he can shove it in without trouble. Even as I present my body for him, and talk to him, and moan for him, and urge him onwards, I'm keeping eye contact with you as you kneel at the foot of the bed. Fuck me, I tell the semi-stranger, allowing all the need I feel to ooze into my voice. Give me that dick. He grunts as he stuffs it in, and I wince, reveling in the delight of getting to watch your gaze as it flicks back and forward from his face to mine. You're watching your girlfriend get fucked by someone else, and it makes you feel, a lot of things. Horny, yes, ashamed, jealous, angry, hard like marble, inadequate and eager at the same time. "That's it," I tell the stranger, looking dead into your eyes. "Harder, fuck harder, that's so good." He grunts and moans and picks up the pace. He's trying to hurt me with his dick, which is what I requested. I need you to see just how satisfied I am by that dick, and then I want you to feel simultaneously like I'm betraying you and also like I need you to protect me. The more aggressive he gets, the more I wince and squeal in pain, and each noise makes your own cock thud harder, fill further with blood until you're shifting position and gripping at yourself, eager to take it out and start touching. "You like this?" the stranger asks me, and I tell him, "Yes, of course." I say, "Fuck, that's good," and "You're so fucking hard," and "More, please." Your face is red and frustrated, and you unzip your jeans to pull your dick out so you can touch yourself, trying to rub the shame away by gripping it firmly in your fist and beating one out to the live porn scene in front of you. I bite my lip and close my eyes briefly as the stranger slams bruises into my cervix. And when I gasp with shock, you squeeze your dick tighter, leaning forward to kiss me. I return your kiss, but the stranger's competitive too, fucks me so hard it causes me to moan at that exact moment. My lips, crushed against yours, let out an grunting my own satisfaction into your mouth with each breath. "Oh, this guy's so good." You start beating faster at your cock. As I pull away, I let out a little whisper that only you can hear. "I'm close," I tell you. "So close. I'm going to come round his cock." And I will. I know it. I can feel it. The stranger slows down just enough that I can really savour every detail, the fat, solid thickness of his dick sliding almost all the way out of my cunt before plunging back in. Measured and calm and dominant, the kind of steady pace it takes supreme confidence to maintain. Firm and controlling, in and out. I kiss you and moan into your mouth as the stranger fucks me, allowing my gasps to turn into louder moans which only serve to torment you that much more. I like this feeling, groaning and grunting into your mouth as someone else ploughs me from behind, feeling you shake as you beat at your cock like emptying your balls might also help to relieve the humiliation of this fucking moment. I let my random yeses and oh gods develop into a more intense fuck drunk babble. "Yes, please, oh god, please fuck me harder, that's it, that's good, oh fuck, that's so good." He keeps that pace going firmly and slowly and intensely until, oh, God, the best. You begin to match his pace as you're stroking your own dick, like you're trying to imagine yourself in his place, in my cunt. I kiss your lips and keep talking to him. "Oh, please keep fucking me like that. I'm going to come so hard. Just a bit more, please. Just a bit more. Just let me come on your dick." Just before I come, as the muscles of my cunt start to twitch involuntarily, clutching at the fat, relentless dick of this semi-stranger, I reach forward to take your free hand in one of mine and grip it as tight as I can, like I need your touch to guide me through the intensity. I hold your free hand so tightly in my grip I almost crush your fingers, clamping my cunt around him in much the same way, so that just as you start pumping thick, warm spunk all over your beating fist, he dumps his load inside me, and the sight and sensation of both of these combined shoves the first waves of orgasm through me too, right up my spine from my crotch to the centre of my chest. And despite my trembling fingers, I reach forward and cup your jaw gently in one hand, tilting your face towards me. So as I come round his powerful cock, I can look you dead in the eye. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.